to another edition of the Money Smart Podcast Network with Terry and Daryl. This is a very interesting edition of our show, as today, Daryl is going back to school. While he could be going back to school for any number of things he needs to relearn...
Hey!
Shh! Okay. Truth be told, Daryl and I are both going back to school, so to speak, to help a teacher whose credit card purchases have gotten way out of hand.
That's right. One of our audience members, Jeremy Elder, called us to share some concern he has for his colleague. We're going to help figure out, well, let's just play you Jeremy's message.
I teach chemistry at Middlewood High. My friend and colleague Don teaches biology here. We share space for storage and supplies and stuff. Right before the holidays, I noticed Don had a lot of personal packages coming to the school. Not surprising, since he's known for keeping his family's gifts a secret until the very last second. But the flood of packages didn't stop. Heck, in February, he was still buying as if he was Santa Claus on the way to deliver gifts. I can't help but think of my brother. A few years back, he had a lot of purchases delivered to his office in order to keep his wife from knowing how much he was spending. My wife is a credit counselor, and she worked with him for several years to help him get out of debt. I don't know, maybe I'm overreacting, but I have a hunch that Don is digging himself into a bad financial hole. Can you help?
Ooh, that means we can catch Jeremy and Don during their free period. Jeremy has arranged for us all to meet in the chemistry lab.
Oh, wonderful. Welcome, Terry. Daryl, I'm Jeremy.
Good to meet you.
And this is Don Marshall. Don, this is Terry and Daryl from the Money Smart podcast I told you about.
Hello?
Don, Jeremy shared with us some concern that you might have a growing shopping habit. He asked us to come out today and...
Frabba!
You okay in there, Daryl?
Sort of.
So whether or not you have a problem, we thought that we could at least share some information with the both of you and our audience on using credit cards wisely.
Well, I guess it couldn't hurt, you know, to help your audience.
The audience.
Sure. So I did a lot of my holiday shopping with catalogs and online, and I had the stuff shipped here.
Uh-huh.
And then I found a couple of stores I really love, and...
My toe! Don't mind me.
Well, since we just paid off our car, I've had a little fun money to splurge with.
So you're buying everything with cash and your wife is cool with your fun money?
Well, I have a couple of store credit cards I use. Aggie handles most of the household expenses, but I've been paying the bills for the store cards I use. She's pretty cool about fun money.
Heck, I've never met Aggie, and already I can tell she's not quite as cool about fun money as you think she is.
You have no idea what's back there, Terry. There have to be 30 overnight boxes just piled one on top of the next, and there's tons of shopping bags, and there is this small box. When you walk into it, it feels just like it has weights in it.
Oops, that's for my thermal expansion experiment. It's the only thing in that room that's mine. Sorry, Daryl.
Don, you were telling us about how cool your wife is about fun money?
Well, yeah. But she wants us to get serious about saving for a bigger house.
So she really doesn't know how much fun money you're spending, does she?
Well, not exactly. Like I said, I've been using a couple of store cards, mostly.
How many is a couple?
Let's see. There's Wild World, where I got my bush hat and wallaby wallet. They have really great accessories. Then I found the Cheese Palace. It was fantastic for holiday gifts. And I order from home maybe once a month. Then there's Gadget Land.
Okay, let's just count these couple of store cards. Hand them over.
Ooh, a wallaby wallet.
Nice, right?
So it looks like you've been using 7 store cards plus 2 major credit cards.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Using a small number of credit cards is a good way to establish your credit history. If you keep your purchases down and pay off your balance monthly to avoid paying interest. But I'm guessing you don't?
I pay what's due every month.
That's the minimum due, but you have to pay interest every month on the balance.
Right. See, you're acting like your purchases are from your fun money, but you're actually borrowing the money and paying it back with interest, possibly a lot of interest. That makes even small splurges very costly over time.
But I'm paying on time, and with some cards, I even pay more than the minimum amount due. So what's the big deal?
So Aggie wouldn't think it's a big deal if she knew? Isn't that why all the packages come to the school?
Well, some of it back there is classroom stuff. The school district will reimburse me for that.
But most of it?
Okay, well, Aggie's really gotten sort of fanatical about saving lately. I mean, we have decent income between us, and I think a little fun is okay.
There's fun, and then there's playing with fire. Credit cards can be a good way to pay for something, or a terrible temptation that gets some people in deep financial difficulty.
Jeremy's right. One danger with credit cards is that they let you make as many purchases as you want, right up to the credit limit. But if you don't pay in full by the due date, you have to pay interest. This means you could pay a lot more for a purchase than you initially intend.
Plus, many cards have fees. It looks like one of your major credit cards has an annual fee.
I just like the convenience of using a card. Besides, I hate carrying cash, and Aggie keeps the checkbook.
Smart lady.
Hey,
I got in trouble just with a debit card, so I sympathize. But I know how dangerous credit cards can be for me.
Don, if you don't want to use cash, there are other options, like a charge card. You pay an annual fee and charge purchases as you would with a credit card. The difference is you are expected to pay the balance in full each month.
Say, Don, where's the bush hat?
It's right here under my desk.
With a charge card, there's no interest, and there are often benefits like discounts or reward points. That might encourage you to spend only what you can afford every month. Just be aware that you'll have a penalty, and the card may be suspended if you're late paying the full balance.
You could also use a debit card. The money comes directly out of your checking account, again, no interest. But if you attempt to spend more than you have in your account, and you use your bank's overdraft service, you may incur an overdraft fee. And you could also bounce checks as a result, which can trigger return check fees.
Or you can use a prepaid card. You put the amount you want on the card, paying a small fee, then you use it like a credit or debit card. You can also check your balance online or by phone.
Prepaid cards are an option to consider. Just be aware that some of them have fees, and you may not have the same type of legal consumer protections you would with a debit or credit card. They should be treated like cash, because if they're lost or stolen, anyone can use them.
I like the idea of a prepaid card. I could load it with my fun money every month.
Make sure you know about all the fees for any prepaid card you choose. Some cards charge monthly fees, fees for loading funds onto the card, or even fees for each transaction.
And before you even think about a prepaid card, shouldn't you use your fun money to pay off the balance on some of those credit cards, don't you think?
Jeremy has a good point. You should compare your cards and decide which to keep. Let's start with the store cards. They often have higher interest rates than the major credit cards.
Yeah, the Cheese Palace card is the highest.
Once you pay it off, you can use a check, debit card, credit or charge card, or a prepaid card to shop there.
Okay. The Wild World and Audio Heaven both have the same interest rate.
But Audio Heaven also has a $50 annual fee, which gets charged automatically to the card. That makes its APR, or annual percentage rate, a bit higher. So those become 2 and 3 to pay off.
What about Women's Warehouse?
I just used that during the holidays for Aggie, and I think I paid it off last month.
Good!
Okay, call them and verify that you have a zero balance. Then notify them that you're going to cancel the cards, and make sure to do it in writing after you call.
So, of the store cards that leaves Gadgetland, Tooltown, and Reliable Department Store, they have the same APR?
Yes, but Tooltown has a reward program. For every $500 you spend with your card, you get a $25 gift card. We're planning to get a new stove and dishwasher soon, so we'll probably get $50 or $75 in cards.
Okay, pay off and get rid of Gadget and Old Reliable. But don't let the gift cards dazzle you. You'll spend way more than that in interest if you don't plan for and pay off your Tooltown balance every month.
So, now on to your major credit cards. Are either of them secured?
Well, the Wallaby wallet's pretty secure.
Terry's referring to a specific type of credit card. Secured cards are used primarily by people who don't have a satisfactory credit history, such as those just starting out. The credit limit is tied to your deposit. But be careful to understand any fees you may have to pay. My brother got one to rebuild his credit rating. It'll still be a couple of years until he qualifies for an unsecured card.
That's pretty sad.
Your cards are both likely to be unsecured. You'll want to compare their rates and terms. Do either of them have variable interest rates? It might be a good idea to check to see if there is a better card available from your bank or credit union. Just be sure to compare all the terms and the APRs. Be careful about introductory offers, because card companies offer a low initial rate that goes much higher after 6 months or a year.
Hey, I got a great offer in the mail. There's a new car that has 0% financing for a whole year.
Yeah, that's not so new. That's a deferred interest card. The catch is, if you don't pay off the balance in full, the lender will often charge you interest on the full amount you charge, and the rates are often 25% or more.
So if I charged $1,000 and paid back everything but $50, I'd get charged $250 in interest?
Yep, possibly more, depending on how they're compounding the interest on your charges.
Okay. Now that we've prioritized which cards you're going to pay down, it's important to keep up with all your monthly statements until you can cancel the high-interest cards.
And get in the habit of reviewing your statement every month. Make sure there aren't any errors, like a payment you make online that doesn't show up in your statement, or charges that you didn't make.
Also, make sure that your finance charges haven't increased for any reason. Card companies are required to give you advance notice in writing of any changes in interest rates or terms.
So, are you on board with us to clean up your credit card use?
Well, yeah, but aren't you going a little too far with this? I know your brother got into trouble with credit, but I'm on time and I've agreed to get rid of several high-interest cards.
The deal is that it's so easy for consumers to get in over their heads. First, did you know that your credit card provider can increase your interest for any reason or no reason once your account is over a year old?
No, I guess I didn't know that.
Do you know all the different types of fees you could be responsible for?
Well, we talked about the late fees, but I'm never late in paying.
Here's a rundown of common fees. Think how much these could add up for one account, much less eight or so. The annual fee, which several of your cards have. You already know about late fees. If you've opted in to use over-limit services and you go over your credit limit, even once or even by a small amount, many creditors will charge a fee.
Okay, so that's one more reason to watch my statements.
Right.
This hat is awesome!
Don, if you decided to look into a balance transfer for some of your high-rate cards, you need to know what to watch out for. A balance transfer often has a great teaser rate. The rates can vary from as low as 0% for 6 months to a year. However, there's usually a transfer fee that's a flat rate or a percentage of the balance you transfer. And if you're late with a payment, the teaser rate might escalate to a much higher rate.
A lot of people don't realize that a cash advance often has a fee, and an interest rate significantly higher than a purchase. There's often no grace period, and interest starts accruing as soon as you get your cash.
Don, I know you're current on your payments, but you should know that in addition to late fees, most creditors can also increase your interest rate if you're late 60 days or more.
That's exactly right. The rates can go to 30% or more in some cases for these penalty rates. That's one thing that got my brother in so much trouble. His rates went from 10 and 12% to 20 and 24%. With late fees piling up and a huge jump in his monthly payments, he couldn't make the minimum payments and his debt began to snowball.
Okay, I see why you're so determined about this.
Jeremy, what about universal default? That's something many borrowers don't know about.
Oh, you're right, Terry.
Universal default?
Creditors usually check your credit reports regularly. If they see you're late or in default for another account, be it a mortgage, another credit card, or even your utility bills, they can increase your interest rate because they consider you a higher risk. They may also lower your credit limit or even close your account and demand immediate payment in full.
Wait, I thought I heard that a law changed that.
You're thinking of the CARD Act, which stands for the Credit Card Accountability, Responsibility, and Disclosure Act of 2009. Now, that law makes it illegal for creditors to retroactively increase rates on account balances, but they can increase the rate for future credit.
Or even cancel your account.
All based on activity with other accounts, even if you're current and have a perfect payment record with them.
Wow, this is really scary stuff.
That's why we're here, to save you from some mistakes and bad habits before you have a financial train wreck.
Don, we're glad you're taking this seriously. We'll review some of the top bad credit card habits for our audience. Jeremy, what's on your list of don'ts?
Cash advances, especially if you rely on them frequently because of the high fees and interest rates.
You can't just pay the minimum balance on your credit accounts either.
Why's that?
Let's say you owed $5,000 with a 10% interest rate and paid just the minimum balance each month. Without ever using your card again, it would take you 17 years to pay off the balance, and you'd pay $3,157 in interest.
Whoa! Did you just say 17 years?
Yep.
And I'd be paying interest that added up to be
about two-thirds of the amount you borrowed.
Absolutely.
I absolutely have to get myself a bush hat.
Put that back!
Now, if you paid $200 each month instead of the minimum payment, you'd pay off the same balance in 2 years with $631 in interest.
I had no idea what a difference paying the minimum amount due could make.
Another biggie is remembering to check your statement carefully each month. You can't take advantage of your consumer rights if you don't pay attention and spot errors or fraud.
We're just about through our free period this morning. Terry, Daryl, I'd like to give your audience a few last tips to avoid credit calamity. Just like we're advising Don, pay off your highest rate cards as quickly as you can, and then funnel those monthly payments into your next highest credit cards or loans.
Right.
And as I've learned the hard way, pay using cash or check and watch how you're spending, especially for those little routine expenses that add up.
Be very wary of lenders that promise you an easy debt consolidation loan. With real consolidation, the lender pays off all your other creditors and you make one monthly payment on the new loan. You might get a lower interest rate or a longer loan term. Check out the terms and the lender carefully. Be aware that there are many scams, including phony lenders who demand a large upfront payment but never give you a loan.
We have also heard about companies that pretend to be nonprofits, take a person's money, but then never pay the creditors. The consumer often ends up in even worse financial shape, with more debt and accounts that are overdue.
You're right. There are even so-called nonprofits that actually make loans but charge excessive fees. Unless you're very careful, you'd be better off spending your money to pay down the debt yourself.
Jeremy, we often advise our audience members to consider credit counseling.
That's a great point. If my brother had been upfront about his problems earlier, we could have referred him to a good counselor who might have been able to help him get his spending under control and to learn how to manage money. Don, my wife would be happy to talk with you about the kinds of services credit counselors offer. You should also look at the website for the National Foundation for Credit Counseling at nfcc.org. There's a lot of information, as well as referrals to professional counselors. Just be sure to do lots of research before you choose a counselor.
And it sounds like it's time for fourth period.
Thanks so much to both of you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Where's Daryl?
I'm in here. Hey, this looks interesting.
What on earth? Are you... I just...
Okay, man, not cool. Those little guys were supposed to be for my unit on the North American cave cricket.
Wow.
Welcome to my world, gentlemen. This has been another episode of the Money Smart Podcast Network with Terry and Daryl.